Hi. This podcast is designed to draw your attention to the importance of how you stand. This may sound strange. However, if your goal is to be an effective communicator, then how you stand has a vital influence on your vocal power, flexibility, and impact. Your whole body is your instrument, and any tension anywhere within it will automatically affect its ability to perform in the way you want it to, particularly your breathing and voice production. In the next few minutes, I'm going to ask you to follow a set of simple instructions. Please bear in mind this is not a fitness program, and at any time if you feel uncomfortable or that you are pushing yourself too far, please stop and take notice of what your body is telling you. For the purposes of the exercise, you will need to be wearing the right footwear. They should be flat shoes or low-heeled shoes, certainly not stilettos. And you should have removed any restrictive outer garments like a suit jacket. So here we go. We're going to look at how you are standing. First of all, you should make sure that your feet are facing forward and are parallel with each other, and that they are placed comfortably at about the width of your hips apart on the floor. You should make sure that your weight is evenly distributed over both feet, not leaning from one to the other. In this position, you will be balanced and should be able to move off in any direction that you choose. Also, in the eye of the audience, you will look relaxed and confident. Any closer together and you may be in danger of toppling over, and too far apart and you will look awkward. Your arms and hands should be held loosely at your sides, with your palms facing inwards towards your thighs, and your shoulders should be relaxed. And finally, as we move our attention up to your head, you should have your chin at right angles to your neck, and your head should feel as if there is a string coming through the top of it, pulling you tall towards the sky. All this may seem a little contrived and uncomfortable at first, but rest assured, if you can adopt this as a habit in the way you stand, you will enable yourself to breathe fully and deeply, which is covered in another podcast, and you will also be able to vocally express yourself in a flexible, powerful, and persuasive manner. The next step of today's exercise is to do something that is called centering. Whilst maintaining this correct stance, I ask you now to close your eyes and follow carefully the instructions I give. With your eyes closed, I want you to imagine that you are like a reed in a bed of reeds at the edge of the water, and that you feel the breeze eddying around you, and begin to make circular motions, very small and gentle, that shifts your weight in a direction across from one foot to the other, forward and back, in a small spiraling circle. Just gentle. I want you to imagine that the wind is getting stronger, and as a result, that circle starts to grow, and you spiral into an ever larger circle, taking your weight and shifting it further from in one direction and another, without toppling over. Keep your body rigid so that you stay straight as you form these circles, and then the wind gets very strong and your circles grow as large as you possibly can, so that you almost feel that your weight comes off your heels and onto your toes, across to one side, round, back, and you rock on your heels, round again, so that the circle is as large as you can possibly make it without either bending in the middle or falling over. The wind gradually starts to decrease, and the circles get smaller as this happens. Slowly to medium force, so that the circle is now a manageable circle, and you're evenly shifting your weight round from one foot to the back to the other foot to the front, and spiraling slower and slower, smaller and smaller, until you become aware of your breathing. And when you find a comfortable place, that circle comes to rest. You should feel relaxed and well balanced, with your weight evenly distributed over both feet. With your eyes still closed and your mind focusing on your breathing as well as listening to me, I ask you now to check for tension throughout your body. We'll start with your toes. If there is any unnecessary tension there, please scrunch them up, tight as you can, and then relax. Move up to your ankles. If there is any tension there, use your mind to tell it to go away. Come to the backs of your legs, your calf muscles. Tense them really hard, and then relax. Check that your knees are not tense, but slightly off lock. Come to your thigh muscles, tense them. Isolate them and tense as much tension as possible, and then relax. Check for tension in your hips and your buttocks. Tense your buttocks as hard as you can, and then relax. Now let's move to your midriff, your tummy muscles. Check for tension, and if there is any, mentally tell it to go away. You don't need it. Move up to your chest and shoulder blades. Again, if they feel tense, move them gently. Tense them as hard as you can, and then relax. Your shoulders should be loose and your arms hanging gently by your sides. Waggle your fingers slowly and shake your wrists gently. Now check your neck, and if there is any tension there, with your mind focus on that tension and tell it to relax. The same thing with your jaw, your cheek muscles. Bring your fingers to your cheeks and gently stroke and rub in circles. Now relax, move your arms down. Focus on your breathing. Feel the air gently rushing in and rushing out. And when you're ready, gently open your eyes. And hopefully, you are now feeling tall, relaxed, and ready to go. Thank you for your time and attention.